October 7th, from Courage to Change. I felt my life was on hold. I wanted change. I expected it. I even tried to make it happen.
Yes? Oh, I'm not reading the... It's not a story. I'm just practicing reading. Your story is over here. Okay. Okay, because I'm just reading something out of a book, but not your book. That's all. Go figure.
I felt my life was on hold. I wanted change. I expected it. I even tried to make it happen, but it was not within my power to make any of the changes I wanted. I was frustrated. I'm an action taker, so I feel better when I am busy and industrious. There is a time to act, but in Al-Anon, I learned that there is also a time to not act, to stop and wait. As my sponsor puts it,
don't just do something. Sit there.
How often I still find myself impatient with the pace of life, but today, when things don't happen according to my schedule, I can accept that there may be a reason, and I can learn to adjust to what is. I may be experiencing great change on the inside, even though I see little evidence on the outside. I can keep in mind that waiting time doesn't have to mean wasted time. Even times of stillness have lessons to teach me. Today's reminder, the invitation to live life fully is offered to me each day. I can accept the pace of change today, knowing it will bring both times of active involvement and periods of quiet waiting. I will let the surprises of the day open up before me. From Lin Yu Tang. Besides the noble art of getting things done, there is the noble art of leaving things undone. The wisdom of life consists in the elimination of non-essentials.